Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Stephen A. Smith on ESPN talking about maybe a new age in NBA roster building due to some of the ramifications of most recent CBA, something we've talked about quite a bit. In regards to the Boston Celtics, WEEI Afternoons is here broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Fitzy, I think that's a really interesting piece of audio from Stephen A. Smith. In one sense, I think it's interesting to talk about these sort of trends in the NBA that come, and some of them are financially driven and some are just copycat driven. How do you win in the league? But I look at a team like OKC, they could potentially have two or three max contract players in a couple of years, depending on how they want to do it. But like SGA, really good. Chet Holmgren, really good. J-Dub, the all-star, really good. Like, they have some really good players, even if they're not max contract superstar-type player yet. So I feel like you still want to have two or three all-stars on your team. You got to figure out a way to do it financially, right?
Yeah, the best way to I'm a draft and develop. I'm a homegrown talent guy. The assemblage of high-priced mercenary-style NBA superstars, a.k.a. stacking super teams, might be fun for the players because it's a player-driven, player-run league. But to me, the most fun is to just sort of see them get it right, make some trades, make some moves. The way that the Oklahoma City Thunder have developed this team is not, in fact, too dissimilar to the way that the Celtics put together their team. They hit on back-to-back first-round picks with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. The rest have been a series of shrewd draft picks, great trades from the likes of Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens, and have finally put in a little free agency work with the guys like Al Horford, and they've put together a team that is going to be perpetually competitive pending Jason Tatum's health for at least, I would say, the next 5, maybe 7, 8 years. And in the case of the Oklahoma City Thunder, nailed some draft picks, made a series of incredible trades. The Paul George trade should probably be studied. Classes should be taught at the Newhouse School of Sports Broadcast at Syracuse and other universities as to just what an absolute fleecing an organizational reset it was, making even the trade of Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett to Brooklyn for Mikhail Prokhorov seem like it was, or rather, you know, as brokered by Mikhail Prokhorov, seem like child's play. That's the way I like to see it done. And don't forget, the Oklahoma City Thunder will soon be a team with a max, if not a couple of max players on it.
The same point.
Yeah, just the same way. And the Celtics were in a very similar boat 3 years ago. In 2022, they didn't have any max players yet. You had max players on the horizon, and now you got two of them. And I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be in a similar situation.
See, I agree with you 100%. And that's why, you know, you say draft and develop. When you draft and develop, you hope to have to hand out max contracts because you drafted and developed all NBA caliber players.
Who and I hate that they get punished for it. I don't know about how you feel about that, but I hate that these teams are now being punished for doing a good job drafting and developing.
See, I don't know if you're actually going to be punished. I just think it's going to take a little while for the financial landscape to catch up to the rules. Because to me,
NFL style with a higher salary cap?
Well, just in the sense of where you spend your money, how you spend your money. The Celtics, for me, are not a second apron team because they had to give max contracts to Tatum and Brown. It's because you're also paying Porzingis $30-plus million a year and Derek White $30-plus million a year and Drew Holiday $30-plus million a year. I think those are the things where you're going to maybe have to have a third class, second class, whatever it's going to be deemed moving forward, that they can't be making as high a percentage of the cap. If you want to build around stars, or you could have a bunch of those guys and not have the max guys, I guess. You're going to have to pick and choose. Do I want the two max players and then three or four lesser players? You know, the Peyton Pritchards of the world that are making $9 million a year or whatever his deal is. Am I going to have those? Or am I just going to do the $30 million players where I think I can put together five $30 million players and that's better than two $60 million players? I think that's where you're going to start to get into philosophical differences. But in the end, either way, I think you have to stack all-stars, to use Stephen A's term. Stack them. You have to have multiple really good players on your roster. You're not just – I don't think you're going to be in some, oh, one-and-done great player. He's also, you know, picking a little effectively for his own argument, I guess, like, oh, Kevin Durant is home and Jason like all these stars are home. Yeah, okay. Well, the best player in the league is still playing, SGA. Like, he's not a max player yet. He's going to be a max player, but SGA is the best player in the league right now. I know that because they gave him the MVP award over Jokic, right? Like, and even Jokic would be an example. They don't have a stacked super team. Like, they won a title and they are at home with the same sort of roster, a very Jokic-centric roster. So, if anything, it's almost like Denver is built the way Stephen A. thinks you're going to build good NBA teams moving forward. So, I just think it's an interesting, you know, these are why these guys make the big bucks, I guess. But he almost is suggesting a world where what Dallas did, you're going to draft and develop a superstar, and then before you have to give him the max contract, you're going to trade him away. That's what Dallas did. And everybody said Luke that they were nuts. And Nico Harrison is the dumbest person on the planet for doing that, blah, blah, blah. Return on investment. So I don't know that you're going to see a lot of moves like that moving forward in the NBA where somebody drafts and develops a top 5 to 10 NBA player and then goes, oh, but whoa, I can't sign these guys because they're too expensive. I'm just going to move on from them. I don't think that's going to happen maybe at all other than Luka. And that was because he was fat and didn't, you know, they didn't like the whole package that he brought.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is on the books for Oklahoma City for two more years for about $80 million, which I can't believe I'm saying this. Seems like a bargain in the total deal in the contemporary marketplace. And then he's an unrestricted free agent in 2027-28, which means by that time he could very well get a $330 million max contract, which is absolutely bonkers. The guy might make close to $1 billion playing basketball just on the court alone, and it's only going to keep going up each and every year. I did hear a fun little rumor from some Knicks people during our program today that the idea of moving on from Tom Thibodeau, which came as a, I kind of think came as a shock to everybody today, except Don Van Natta, who applauded
because it's stupid.
He applauded the move on Twitter. Might be the only one that I possibly could have seen, but he thought it was good because Tom Thibodeau ran his starters into the ground. But I mean, Tibbs, the fact that this guy had them in the playoff 4 out of 5 years, first Eastern Conference Finals in decades, and his reward for it in the "What have you done for me lately?" world of modern sports is to get canned with a couple years left on his deal too. Some people were speculating that maybe this is to bring in a different coach that's not going to run the starters into the ground, but also sort of a shock and awe move to prepare the players for multiple players being dealt to bring Giannis to New York City.
Oh, I like that. I mean, if Giannis
How would you feel if your least favorite player was the centerpiece of your least favorite team in your least favorite city?
Absolutely love it. I mean, I don't know if I love it for next year because it probably makes the Knicks a far better basketball team than the Celtics with just Jaylen Brown and whatever leftover complementary pieces end up being on this roster come the fall. But that, you know, we had Shams and others, Windhorst, talking about this being maybe a historically crazy offseason in the NBA. I think Giannis going to New York is certainly something that would take a step in that direction. But I don't, and before we get to the phone line, 617-779-7937, I don't, like, if I were a Knicks fan, I don't think I like this firing. You just sort of ran down the resume. You know, we've been trying to get back into the big boy world of NBA basketball for a while. And now we're, like, going to the Eastern Conference Finals, back-to-back, what, 50-win seasons and different things that it's been a long time coming with Tibbs, and now you just echo him out the door. And for the whole idea, like, he ran his starters into the ground, what does that even mean? Don't all NBA coaches in the playoffs run their starters into the ground? Like, isn't that how it works?
I see people playing 9 and 10 deep off the bench. You know, right. It's not like the regular season. That's who you have to go with. I mean, so you lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Indiana Pacers were the better of the two teams. They made fewer mistakes. I also think that the New York Knicks are a little top-heavy because it's Cat, who is super streaky. Jalen Brunson kind of dragged that team himself. That dude's a dog. I know he's Stiz's favorite player, and he's a bona fide superstar. But like I was saying earlier in the show, I think the Pacers are a much more well-rounded team than people give them credit for. Not to say that they're going to shock the world and pull off the upset against the Thunder, but I think the Pacers are a nice model right now, Andy, for how you build a team that doesn't have a lot of max contract guys but has strength all around. Like, you need trades to pan out, like Nesmith, which it did. And Siakam as well. They bought reasonably high on him, but he's actually become even better since coming to Indiana. Like, I think they've done a hell of a job putting that team together.
They are a nice, I love how you said it, they are a nice model right now. Because I think in 2 weeks, they're going to be a model of what a speed bump looks like in the NBA Finals against a great team when OKC beats them like 4-1, 4-2, and is celebrating their championship and the building of a dynasty. I think people are going to say, Indiana was a fun team, but they didn't have that one star, or they weren't quite good enough. Because I think you're absolutely right. They are that perfect. They almost are the team that Stephen A. Smith seems to be talking about. Like, we're not going to have two stacked superstar contract things. We're going to collect a bunch of these players that are all really good. And that's all fine and dandy. And that's gotten them to the finals. We'll see where that gets them about 2 weeks from now, because I think it's going to get them into the offseason as the team that lost to the team with the MVP and the superstar. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to our guy, Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Hi, thanks for taking the call. I don't claim to be any sort of a basketball expert. It's probably, you know, what I'm least effective at analyzing of the four major sports. But with this new CBA in effect and the talent you'll be able to acquire and put on the roster, be more difficult. I think coaching will probably be more important than anything. And I believe that Mazzulla was showing he was in over his head against a more of a veteran, savvy coach than Thibodeau. I think coached his brains out, coached Mazzulla's brains out in this last series. I want your guys' opinion on this. What do you think about moving Mazzulla out, especially with the new change in ownership and bringing in a veteran, savvy coach like Thibodeau?
Thanks for the call, Paulie. I jokingly, snarkily brought it up earlier. There's a little bit of truth in every joke. I think it's too soon to have a legitimate conversation about Tibbs coming in to replace Joe Mazzulla. Mm-hmm. I think it's too soon. Like 8 months from now, 9 months from now, a year from now, could I be thinking very realistically, if Tibbs is an assistant coach somewhere, about him being an option for the Boston Celtics? Absolutely, I would like to have that conversation. Right? Dan Ball?
Do you Dan really Ball has his
hand
to...
raised.
Okay, go ahead.
He raised his hand. Sorry.
It was a question from the Peanut Gallery. Do you think Brad Stevens would hire a Tom Thibodeau-esque coach in the way that he coaches basketball versus the way that it seems like him and Missoula very much align on the way that they coach the game?
Well, I think, Fitzy, this gets into where Ted is, where he thinks we're in line for potentially some philosophical looks in the mirror, I guess, as to what is winning in the NBA, what you do, what changes need to be made, and how that ties into potential personnel changes moving forward. If they can't spread the floor and shoot as effectively and do all the things they've liked to do the last 2 years, maybe Tibbs and, you know, defensive guy, get past the bad hair, and there's a lot to like with Tibbs' resume.
Yeah, I think the idea that there should be some sort of coaching style change, offensive scheme change, philosophical realignment this offseason isn't a no confidence vote in Missoula ball so much as it is, look, this is what you have on the roster. You can't make this particular style, this scheme work with this talent. So you're going to have to shift to try to get the most you can out of these guys. If you're down Jason Tatum, if you have to trade away Porzingis and Jrue Holiday, you can't play the same style of basketball. You're going to have to do something different. So crossing
but
sports.
Shireman can shoot. Bring him in.
He's my guy. Peyton Pritchard can
start. Look at those. You put those guys out there and you just keep jacking up threes, baby.
And who plays defense?
Nobody.
Yeah. Derek White and Jaylen Brown, and they're so exhausted by game 60, the Celtics get run off the floor in five against whoever in the first round of the playoffs next year. Some would say, hey, they made the playoffs without Tatum. That's a pretty good deal. That's pretty good, but we know this is Boston. That's not good enough. What you're gonna need to see is, and in the crossing sports world here, you're going to have to see, like, football teams, like the Patriots, famous for working with the talent they have and trying to find a way to adapt to your skills, as opposed to just forcing an offensive game plan, forcing a playbook down people's throats, whether it wins or loses, works or doesn't. I think that's where the Celtics are going to be, which is what makes the things we are not going to be privy to this summer behind the scenes with Brad Missoula and company fascinating.
Peanut Gallery has its hand raised again. Dan Ball.
Andy, to give you a little hope for your Tom Thibodeau wish that you're mentioning, there's one guy that gives me hope that maybe a change of that magnitude could come, and it's Bill Chisholm. If he doesn't think that he's getting his best return on investment after observing a year of the Stevens and Missoula regime, maybe he's the one that initiates that kind of change.
After 1 year, when he's team. Officially the...
Yeah, it wouldn't happen now. Wouldn't happen now.
Because he seems like a super green teamer. Like, and
so
I mean
far,
that,
yeah. We'll see in terms of actual dollars and cents,
really,
but everything
much.
He said is true.
We really he's don't a green know much teamer, about though. This guy.
But they love, I think it's his wife loves Missoula. Or no, his wife loves Brad Stevens. Like, they seem like super fans, which that may change when
but
dollars
do they love
are
winning
involved,
more?
Winning and money and investment, that may change. Who knows? But, yeah, I think it's a little early for this conversation, but we'll go back to the phone lines because Tony in West Springfield, where my daughter's lacrosse team lost yesterday. Tony, hey, what's up?
I'm sorry they lost. What's up, guys? Hey, great show as always. It's like Ainge gave, you know, helped Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens set up M.A. Adoka. He helped Missoula, but that's where I kind of agree. I don't think Missoula is as good as everybody says. The talent was already there because of all those other people I just mentioned. But I feel like if we had a better coach, they would have done better. I feel like he did. It was really one-dimensional. And I feel like, you know what, if we get some new blood in there, I think it would be a lot better as a coach. I think we need somebody that can make us not one-dimensional. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony. Whether that's Tibbs or not, I don't know, but I definitely
How about Mike
believe,
Malone, the guy that was dismissed from the guy dismissed from Denver?
I'd rather have
and we're not even sure why.
We're not really sure why. Wasn't there what was there? He didn't make people watch film or something. There was some story that came out. There was a weird film and practice related story that he wasn't making people watch film. I forgot what it was, but Jokic was involved, and there was some weirdness to Mike Malone in that exit from Denver.
Andy, you know who's a name to keep in mind? Because I do believe that Brad Stevens, A, is a big fan, and B, he has had ties to the organization. Not saying anyone listening now, like, what are these guys talking about? Is Missoula on the hot spot? Is he going to get canned? No. But just in case, two names to keep your eye on. Obviously, Sam Cassell has a lot of organizational familiarity and has been involved with the team for a while. But another one that I know for a fact Brad Stevens is a big fan of is Frank Vogel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would be a guy that I would consider as well. And I think those are more traditional, less modern, yep. less three-dependent, less all this stuff you get with Mazzulla. Those would be interesting guys. But it's a little early, I think, to be having this conversation about Joe Mazzulla. But you know how it works in the NBA. You can go from Coach of the Year, NBA champion, banner raisings to, you know, 18 months later, you're out of a job or you're fighting for a job. So don't get too comfortable.
18 hours later, Tom Thibodeau just had them in the Eastern Conference Finals, and now he's looking for work.
Yeah, that was a bad decision. I think they're going to regret that. They're going to regress next year, and unless they get Giannis. If this is part of a multi-step plan to get Giannis, that's interesting as well. Dan Ball?
Yeah, Michael Malone called his players full of blank. They won't hear it when it comes to, they said, because nobody watches their minutes, nobody watches film, so we'll have to show them the film. And I said, if somebody disagrees with me, please speak up, and nobody said a word.
And then he was fired.
Cowards. And also seemed to have some disagreements with the GM on the way out.
Yeah. Absolute they got rid of both. Yeah. So there was a power thing, but then there was also a power thing with the players and film watching. It was a bit of a debacle at the end there in Denver, which is what you get in the world of basketball and the NBA and AAU and all these things we see. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I'm an open book, so I'm not ashamed to tell you about one of the dumbest things I've ever done that put me in a mild panic attack and had me freaking out and bloody. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
By the way, the Kylie Jenner Cardi B discussion on midday, I want to get in on that, that action. That's Ted Johnson. Wanting to get on the action with Cardi B. Although, I don't know if you can say that now, Ted. Stephon Diggs might hear you. He might get mad. Then you'll be in a beef with him on Twitter, like Offset.
Well, we already solved one of this show's beefs today, so maybe we try to instigate another.
I feel like beefs are good for business.
Golly.
In general. Golly, Ted. Coming up here on Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, Odds and Ends is brought to you, as always, by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, which also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. So I teased it before. I had what seems like a very, very minor thing happen, Fitzy.
Uh-huh.
So
what was that?
Yeah. I don't even know how to start here. So I'm at my mother's house doing a little cleaning, picking up, helping her around the house.
Being a good son.
Yeah. And she has what I can only describe as like
it's probation,
she must have ordered
but...
like wipes she ordered from Amazon that must be like industrial grade or something, instead of coming in just the regular plastic thing. Yes, like Clorox wipes.
Yeah. I have two kids under 13. Yes. I have them in the car. I have every room in the house. They're literally the handiest thing in the world.
100%. But these weren't the regular ones. They came in what looks like a 1 gallon bucket. It looks just like a 5 gallon bucket.
That's a gymnasium. Like you, they put those all over like gyms and public spaces like that, where you have to like wipe down the mats, wipe down the dip bar, blah, blah,
so
blah.
So high grade, I don't know, probably got them on Amazon, like I said, whatever. Anyway, so I walk by and see them and they're open. And there was like three of them sticking out. Like somebody had pulled too many and just left it there. And I'm like, well, they're going to dry out. That's not good for them. So I get the brainchild idea of, well, I should push the wipes back in. So I push the wipes back in, except the little like plastic thing.
Guy, that's a saw trap.
It turned into a Chinese finger trap. And I push it in halfway and I'm trying to pull my finger out and my finger is stuck in the hole. And now it's starting to bleed. The harder I pull, the more it's like digging into. So I'm like, I got to push down. That's how these work. You got to release the pressure. So I push down a little more. Nope. Now it's just further down in the hole. Now I have my second finger in the hole. Pause. And I'm trying to push down those little plastic. As Fitzy said, they're like saw blades.
Yeah.
They are like
open up a little bit of room.
Wait, hold on, Stiz, weigh in here. You know what I'm talking about. This is like, I think in the first Saw movie, one of the traps that Jigsaw set up wasn't there something where a girl reached into what, like a glass case or something to like pull out money or something or a key?
Oh,
but yes. it was engineered just the same way, Andy, where the blades it go in one way, but then they get stuck. So in order for her to pull it out, she'd have to sever her arm.
Right, and that's what I'm thinking about.
Now
here.
Everyone just like let go of their steering wheel driving because they're like, God, this is awful.
And that was what I like. I'm going to lose my finger. I don't even. But, and then I'm trying to rationalize that it's just a plastic bucket. Worst case scenario, just relax for a minute. Get like scissors or a saw or I don't know. Go to the emergency room and they'll cut it off. Who knows? But for a second, I had a legit panic attack and was trying to rip my finger out of the hole and there was blood everywhere. And now I think it's a little bit infected. That's the other thing, which is ironic because they're freaking disinfectant wipes.
Could have been like a 127 hours type of situation. You would have had to cut your finger off.
But you're trapped in like a chasm down there all by yourself and it's only you and a penknife and a bucket of benzo wipes.
Well, and then the other thing is this is on my mother's deck. And my mother and my wife are literally 15 feet away in a door in the house.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm dying alone.
Just burying some Aperol spritzes, having the time of their life.
Yeah,
and
I don't know what they were doing.
Hello.
Yes.
Help.
And you're like looking for a piece of paper, writing your last will and testament when they're right around the corner.
That's where my mind was, where I probably could have just been like, hey, can I get a little help here? My finger's stuck.
But what are my co-hosts going to do when they find out I'm dead from this?
Or maybe they set up the trap. Maybe they set that trap up to get you. Mm.
Also, I could have just left the damn wipes to dry out. It wasn't that big a deal. Why do I need to stick my finger back in the hole? Because
I like this. It was a trap. Because, they know you.
No, because you're thrifty.
That is the part. So I need to be less cheap because being cheap almost cost me my finger. That's the lesson to this story. But I had a panic attack, and now we're all better.
All right.
And,
you know, on that note, go Sox.
Go Sox.
You're a survivor now.
What's
Andy?
More painful, sticking your finger in a wipe bottle or watching the Red Sox?
I gotta tell you, I will say this. We open talking Red Sox. We button up talking Sox as they get ready for game two of their series against the Angels. And yes, there are still two very winnable games ahead of them. I see Arcan prowling around the studio getting ready for his 7-minute show and the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. It was a beautiful night for baseball last night. You got two more incredible nights at the ballpark. You're right there in the studio. You can see how gorgeous it is.
Awesome.
Again, like we've said millions of times, winning cures all. Just go out, get a win tonight. Everybody enjoy themselves. Go get your $12 Millers, your $6 hot dogs, your $8 bags of peanuts, and just have an all-American night, and let's go Sox.
How about let's start with little goals. Get an out before you're down 6-0. Get at least one out before you're down 6-0.
I'm just a fan standing outside America's most beloved ballpark asking for an out before 6 runs on the board.
All right, that's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons on this Tuesday afternoon. Tomorrow, abbreviated show, Red Sox day game. So we'll join you in the 4:30-ish area, depending. Sometimes the games before our show get really long and we end up with like a 7-minute show like Arcan. But stick around, Christian Arcan show, best 7 minutes of your life. And then the MassMutual pregame show where I hope he talks to my new buddy, Will Fleming. Sox Braves up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Here's another homer. Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry they lost.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.